Unit 7, Part 1, Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to a news report, then fill in the blanks.
A ninth body found in Los Angeles Christmas Eve massacre. A ninth body was found Friday morning at the scene of a Christmas Eve shooting in Covina of East Los Angeles, police said. The shooting occurred Wednesday night when a depressed man, dressed as Santa Claus, arrived at his ex-wife's Christmas Eve party, then opened fire on the participants and burned down the two-story house, police said. After the attack, Bruce Jeffrey Pardo, 45, shot himself to death at his brother's home early in the morning on Christmas Day in Silma, a suburb about 50 kilometers north of downtown Los Angeles, according to police. Believed to have been killed in the shooting and fire were Pardo's ex-wife, Sylvia Ortego, 43, and her parents, police said, but did not provide any more details. The Los Angeles County official confirmed that a total of 9 victims have been found at the scene. There were 25 guests at the party, and 9 had been unaccounted for immediately after the shooting. Pardo, who was reportedly separated from his wife and in a messy divorce, used cocktails to set the house on fire, according to local television reports. 2. Text. A victim of 107 fatal maladies.
It is a most extraordinary thing, but I never read a patent medicine advertisement without being forced to draw the conclusion that I am suffering from the particular disease said in the ad and dealt with in its most deadly form. The diagnosis seems in every case to correspond exactly with all the sensations that I have ever felt. I remember going to the British Museum one day to read up on the treatment for some slight ailment of which I had a touch. Hay fever, I fancy it was. I got down the book and read all I came to read. And then, in an unthinking moment, I idly turned the leaves and began to lazily study diseases generally. I forget which was the first disease I plunged into, some fearful, devastating scourge, I know, and before I had glanced half down the list of warning symptoms, it was borne in upon me that I had fairly got it. I sat for a while, frozen with horror, and then, in the listlessness of despair, I again turned over the pages. I came to typhoid fever, read the symptoms, discovered that I had typhoid fever, must have had it for months without knowing it. Wondered what else I had got. Turned up St. Vitus's dance. Found, as I expected, that I had that too. Began to get interested in my case and determined to examine it thoroughly, and so started alphabetically. Read up on fever and learnt that I was sickening for it, and that the acute stage would commence in about another fortnight. Bright's disease, I was relieved to find, I had only in a modified form, and, so far as that was concerned, I might live for years. Cholera I had, with severe complications, and diphtheria I seemed to have been born with. I read conscientiously through the 26 letters, and the only malady I could conclude I had not got was housemaid's knee. I felt rather hurt about this at first. It seemed somehow to be a sort of slight. Why hadn't I got housemaid's knee? Why this unpleasant reservation? After a while, however, less grasping feelings prevailed. I reflected that I had every other known malady in the pharmacology, and I grew less selfish, and determined to do without housemaid's knee. Gout, in its most malignant stage, it would appear, had seized me without my being aware of it, and zymosis I had evidently been suffering with from boyhood. There were no more diseases after zymosis, so I concluded there was nothing else the matter with me. I sat and pondered. I thought what an interesting case I must be from a medical point of view, what an acquisition I should be to a class. Students would have no need to walk the hospitals if they had me. I was a hospital in myself. All they need do would be to walk around me and, after that, take their diploma. Then I wondered how long I had to live. I tried to examine myself. I felt my pulse. I could not at first feel any pulse at all. Then all of a sudden it seemed to start off. I pulled out my watch and timed it. I made it 147 to the minute. I tried to feel my heart. I could not feel my heart. It had stopped beating. I have since been induced to come to the opinion that it must have been there all the time, and must have been beating, but I cannot account for it. I patted myself all over my front, from what I call my waist, up to my head, and I went a bit round each side, and a little way up the back, but I could not feel or hear anything. I tried to look at my tongue. I stuck it out as far as ever it would go, and I shut one eye and tried to examine it with the other. I could only see the tip, and the only thing that I could gain from that was to feel more certain than before that I had scarlet fever. I had walked into that reading room a happy, healthy man. I crawled out a miserable old wreck. I went to my medical man. He is a close friend of mine and feels my pulse and looks at my tongue and talks about the weather, all for nothing, when I fancy I'm ill. So I thought I would do him a good turn by going to him now. "What a doctor wants," I said, "is practice. He shall have me. He will get more practice out of me than out of 1,700 of his ordinary commonplace patients, with only one or two diseases each." So I went straight up and saw him, and he said, "Well, what's the matter with you?" I said, "I will not take up your time, dear boy, by telling you what is the matter with me. Life is brief, and you might pass away before I had finished. But I will tell you what is not the matter with me. I have not got housemaid's knee." Why I have not got housemaid's knee, I cannot tell you, but the fact remains that I have not got it. Everything else, however, I have got. And I told him how I came to discover it all. Then he opened me and looked down me and clutched hold of my wrist, and then he hit me over the chest when I wasn't expecting it, a cowardly thing to do, I call it, and immediately afterwards butted me with the side of his head. After that he sat down and wrote out a prescription, and folded it up and gave it to me, and I put it in my pocket and went out. I did not open it. I took it to the nearest chemist's and handed it in. The man read it and then handed it back. He said he didn't keep it. I said, "You are a chemist?" He said, "I am a chemist. If I was a cooperative store and family hotel combined, I might be able to oblige you. Being only a chemist hampers me." I read the prescription. It ran, 1 pound beefsteak with 1 pint bitter beer every 6 hours, 1 10-mile walk every morning, 1 bed at 11 sharp every night, and don't stuff up your head with things you don't understand. I followed the directions, with the happy result, speaking for myself, that my life was preserved and is still going on.
New words.
Victim.
Fatal.
Malady.
Patent.
Correspond.
Sensation.
Treatment.
Ailment.
Idly.
Plunge.
Devastating.
Scourge.
Horror.
Listlessness.
Typhoid.
Alphabetically.
Sicken.
Acute.
Commence.
Fortnight.
Cholera.
Severe.
Complication.
Diphtheria.
Conscientiously.
Housemaid.
Grasping.
Prevail.
Pharmacology.
Gout.
Malignant.
Zymosis.
Evidently.
Ponder.
Acquisition.
Diploma.
Pulse.
Induce.
Scarlet.
Crawl.
Wreck.
Commonplace.
Clutch.
Cowardly.
But.
Hamper.
Proper nouns.
British Museum.
St. Vitus's Dance.
Bright's Disease.
Part 2. Language in Use. 1. Passage. What is meant by mental health? Do you believe good mental health means the absence of mental problems? How to help yourself keep in good mental health? Read and listen to the passage, then fill in the blanks.
Our state of mind or mental health is primarily influenced by the way we think and the way our brain processes. How we look at things and how we lead our lives is a major determining factor on our mental health. Apart from that, our past life and other physical factors, as well as environment, play a significant role in shaping our mental health. Mental health not only shapes our present, but also determines our physical life and future overall health. Mental health can vary according to our circumstances and can change our life in the same way as our physical health. Good mental health is defined as a person's ability to perform all his or her duties and fulfill a number of tasks, functions, and activities of his or her daily routine life. The mere absence of mental problems does not comprise good mental health. Good mental health also means that one does not let these problems and tribulations overcome the brain processes. Good mental health can be maintained by living a stress-free life. A life which has its share of problems and worries yet enables one to take them in stride and live a normal and adjusted life. You can help keep yourself in good mental health by following these tips. Talking about your feelings, keeping active, eating healthy food, drinking moderately, keeping in touch with friends and loved ones, asking for help when you need it, taking a break, doing something you are good at and enjoy, accepting who you are, caring for others. Maintaining sound mental health is very important to lead a normal and happy life.
New words.
Factor.
Physical.
Define.
Absence.
Comprise.
Tribulation.
Maintain.
Moderately.
3. Text. Temple treatment for psychiatric illness.
A 6-week stay at a Hindu temple in Tamil Nadu can produce the same improvement in people with severe psychiatric disorders as a month-long course of standard drugs, say researchers in India. A team led by Ramnathan Raghuram of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bangalore studied all 31 people who came for help and stayed at the Muthuswami temple between June and August 2000. The patients were evaluated by a trained psychiatrist. 6 were diagnosed with delusional disorders, 23 with paranoid schizophrenia, and 2 with bipolar disorder. At the end of their stays, their scores on a test called the Brief Psychiatric Rating Scale had improved by an average of nearly 20%. No specific rituals or ceremonies intended to improve mental health were performed in the temple. The patients attended a simple morning prayer for 15 minutes and then spent the rest of the day helping out with routine temple work. What they were given is tender, loving care in a non-threatening environment, in tune with their own cultural beliefs, with the hope of recovery, says Raghuram. And in the history of psychiatry, these were the principles on which asylums were originally built. Curative powers. In India, many mentally ill people of all faiths visit religious sites renowned for having curative powers. The Muthuswami Temple is built over the tomb of a man who lived a century ago, and who, according to legend, could cure mental illnesses with a touch of his hand. His descendants now run the temple and offer its services for free. The 31 patients had been suffering for an average of 71 weeks. Only one had received any professional care. The dramatic improvement in test scores matches those expected within 4 weeks of administering drugs such as chlorpromazine and risperidone, says Raghuram. We were not really prepared for it. complementary approach. An expert on mental disorders at the University of Western Australia, Perth, points out that such findings are not specific to India or any particular faith. For example, a treatment protocol in many ways similar to the healing temple of Mutuswami has been practiced at the traditional therapeutic village of Aro in Nigeria. But he cautions that such treatments should be considered as complementary to other approaches and not an alternative. Raghuram admits one problem with the study: there were no controls. To prove the efficacy, we need double-blind control studies, which is very difficult to conduct in such settings, he says.
New words:
psychiatric,
Hindu,
disorder,
neuroscience,
psychiatrist,
delusional,
paranoid,
schizophrenia,
bipolar,
ritual,
psychiatry,
principle,
asylum,
curative,
religious,
renowned,
tomb,
legend,
descendant,
dramatic,
administer,
chlorpromazine,
risperidone,
protocol,
therapeutic,
caution, proper nouns,
Tamil Nadu,
Ramanathan Raghuram,
National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences,
Bangalore,
Mutuswami Temple,
the Brief Psychiatric Rating Scale, BPRS,
the University of Western Australia,
Aro,
Nigeria.